Oro Olorun ye Oro Olorun lagbara Oro Olorun ye Aikuni titi aye. You want to sing it? Oro Olorun ye Oro Olorun lagbara Oro Olorun ye. Let's sing one more time. Oro Olorun ye. Oro Olorun lagbara. Oro Olorun ye. Aikuni titi aye. Awon omo bota awon omurin yen daada. Sugba awon omo CAC amurin yen daada. Praise God. What I want you to see in that song is the fact that the word of God does not die. Praise God. You know, I said to us last week, I said, words don't die except you kill them. And that's powerful. I just saw it too, meditating. And I want you to put that in your memory, you know, in your left hand. Don't use it to eat amala. Words don't die except you kill them. And I was careful to say to us that some words are operating in some people's life. And this series, one of the things you can do, if those words are negative, you can kill them. You can kill them. Words spoken, we continue to grow. I'm going to round up this morning, this series. And I said to Ross that I want you to, from the beginning of the year, this fourth, we are rounding up January. And I suppose that I've started you on a good ground. If you will, take heed. You know, I want you to go back. The first, second, third message, all of them will be on our website. Just go and download. It's free. You are not downloading with more money. It's free. Download and now listen to all of them together. You will pick here, you pick here, and some words will come to you that you need to run with. My intention is for us to start the year right. And starting the year right, you start with words. If you can put together these messages, I'm sure you are going to have a beautiful 2025. If you will, you know, God was telling Joshua, he said, this word must not depart from your mouth. This word you must meditate therein so that you can observe to do. So it's not enough for you to ensure that you keep the word, to meditate the word. You know, last week I expatiated on that. That's why I said go back to the message. But to do. So I expect that this series that I put together, Dominion series, I will start by God's grace, another series on that Dominion next week. But go back and put all these topics for 4 weeks. Put them together. Meditate on them. You know, think on them and then act on them. What I want you to do or where I want you to be as we begin the year is for you to sharpen your ability to say God's word. That's a summary of the 4 weeks, you know, that I've taught around this. I wish that I will have a believer that the only thing that comes out of your mouth, whether it's good, whether it's bad, as a response, as a reaction, is God's word. That's my desire. I want to have a group of believers in this church that the opening of your buccal cavity, you will vomit the word of God. That's the kind of believers that I want to have. The opening of your mouth will be God's word. That's when you are going somewhere. That's where you are building something. I talk about January is a building month, you know, and then you carry that on. If you can form an habit of saying God's word, then you are going somewhere. And I want you to know that situations, you have confrontations, you have challenges in the course of the year that we want you, now listen to this, that we want you to change that attitude. So, the attitude that I want you to wear is the attitude of responding and the attitude of building your life using the word of God. So, don't allow situations, because they will come and try you. They will come and test you. Situation will want you to change that attitude. They refuse. And so I'm going to start rounding up this morning by giving you some word of caution, then I'm going to read from Ezekiel 37. And two things I want to say, very critical, very practicable to your life. The first thing is I want you to hold yourself accountable to your words this year. Hold yourself accountable to your words. Holding yourself accountable to your words is being accountable for your destiny. Holding yourself accountable, I repeat that, holding yourself accountable to your words is holding yourself accountable to your destiny. Preachers, teachers, pastors, the Bible says we are helpers of your joy. All this thing I'm doing, I'm a helper of your joy. I'm a helper of your destiny. I'm a helper of your purpose. You know what the Bible says? It said, by faith, ye stand. So I will preach, I will teach, I will encourage, I will exhort, I will rebuke, you know, so that you can stand by faith. And I want you to be accountable to yourself. I want you to be accountable to your words. You see, situations of lives and day-to-day running of our lives. One thing I found out about believers, listen to me please this morning. Believers, I understand that we are living in a cosmos that has been given to the devil. But there must be a Goshen in the cosmos. I found out that most of the time we believers, we stray away from Goshen. We talk like the people of the world we talk. We react like the people of the world we react. We see things, you know, the way people of the world will see it. And so we are consumed in the world like the people of the world are being consumed. The economy is consuming them, and so it's consuming you. But you remember in the Bible that there's a Goshen for the people of God. And that's why this year I want you to create for yourself a Goshen. That's why I say creating your word through your words. I want you to create for yourself a Goshen. And in doing that, I want you to hold yourself accountable to the things you say. Punish yourself by them. Hit up them. Rise by them. And destroy yourself by them. Hold yourself accountable. The first point I want you to know as a caution is this. We all say everything about everything but the word of God. That's the first thing I want you to hold yourself accountable about. We all say things. We know politics. We know whatsoever. We say whatsoever. We have ways we react to the situations around us. The only thing that we don't do is to speak the word of God. Everybody will rise to talk about petrol that is increasing and how you cannot meet, you know, to buy fuel. Everybody is talking about inflation and how you cannot eat good food. Everybody is talking about Nigeria, a failed state, but nobody talks about God's word. We are irresponsible most of the time by the things we say and how we say them. You know, the Bible was talking, Jesus was talking, you know, to the disciple. He said, be careful of how you hear. He's not talking about what you hear. He said some places, he said, be careful about what you hear. In this particular place, he said, be careful about how you hear. In other words, be careful about what you turn what you hear into. There's a way I can hear something, and there's a way I can process it. There are two different things. I can hear a word, and I can process it. And that's why I say, be careful how you hear it. Not only what you hear, the how you hear it. The how you hear it, again, is talking about the spirit of what you hear. And so hold yourself responsible. Say God's word. You can see situations that are factual. You remember I've said to us in the Bible study last year, I say that God's word is the only truth. Every other thing are facts. Every other thing are facts. There's no truth existing in the world. The truth that exists is in the Bible, God's word. And so fact can confront you, but say God's word to the facts. Sickness can come to your body, but say God's word to the sickness. Don't say the sickness. We all kill ourselves by the things we say. Like he said the other time, we eat the fruits of our lips. We all kill ourselves, and we all survive by what we say. Not only that, be careful how you handle God's word. That's another, be accountable. Be careful. Some of us, we don't respect the word. Some of us, we may, what I was talking about last week, meme or mimi or what you call it, we may mimi or meme out of the word of God. Somebody put on his status, even though I walk through the valley of hell, I will still continue to be on social media. Please, don't do that kind of thing again, Christians. It's unbelievers that do those. Because when actually you fall, because the devil will help to test you through that word. When you fall into the valley, you will never have a phone. Talk less or be on social media. When you're in trouble of life, when you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, you would have lost everything. Talking about you, you'll be on social media. Christians are careless. Muslims, when they tear their Quran, you know what happens? Just tear a book. You know what happens? You go to Sabokari Quran and tear it and say, I'm surrounded with favors of a sheep. But Christians, we are the careless ones. The word of God, the holy word of God. God himself is not careful. He's not careless about his word. God himself, he said, my word have I exalted above my names. That was somebody's writing and said, hey, if I go through valley of death, shadow of death, I will be on social media. God does not see his word that way. Church, I beg you. It shows the kind of person you are. It shows the kind of Christian you are. If you can make a joke out of the word of God. And that's why the word is not working in your mouth. That's why the word is not working in your life. And I wonder, these are the people that we say they don't have money again. When you wasted your resources on blasphemous writings. You have money to buy the what do you call it? You know, and data. Then you say, I don't have money to eat. How can you have money to eat? Blasphemous saying. And here we are, the word is not working. Because what you don't give regard for will not work in your life. What you don't respect will not work in your life. Church people, I beg you in the name of Jesus, be accountable to your words. Be accountable. Think before you write. Think before you talk. That is being accountable. Don't be careless. Don't just say, I just said it. I don't know that it will turn out that way. That's when you are not accountable. And be accountable to your words means change your attitude to the word of God. A lot of us, we need to change our attitude. You know, in discipleship class, we're talking about staying focused. When you're talking about standing in faith, have an attitude. Respect the word is all that you got. If you don't know that, I'm saying that to you this morning. Respect the word of God. That's all that you have. Love the word. In it, you have your fulfillment. When you love the Lord, word, you will love the Lord and you will not be careless about the word. Love God's word. A lot of us just come to church. We don't love the word of God. That's why, you know, I continue to talk to you. I come into church, you don't carry a Bible. What love do you have for God? You carry a beautiful bag. You wear a fantastic shoe. You know, you are careful enough to put your pomade and all. But where's your Bible? On the phone? On the phone? We are not serious yet. This is the Bible. We are reading God's word. Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 3:33. A WhatsApp message comes. Some of you will be smiling to your phone. We are reading Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. We are preaching God's word, teaching God's word. Some of you, of course, some of you will be scrolling down. It's picture. Some will be seen. Picture. And you say God's word does not work for you. How will it work for you? It's not going to happen. Your 2025 will just be like 2024. I've said to us, come to church with Bible. That's, you say, I come to church with big Bible. I have several of them. And I say, come, you know, with my hair part. So, Morowora. But the way it works is this way. You can come to church and say, you respect the word, you want the word of work to work for you, and you are not coming with a Bible. Some say, open your Bible to so. What they'll be looking at, they are looking for media people to respect them. Some people even don't know where there's Ezekiel. We are going to read Ezekiel now. Some say, here's Ezekiel, I want to know Bible. I've a pastor joking. Because you don't know where it is. Some say, look, let's see the book of Obadiah. How many people know the book of Obadiah? Some will be looking for it after Revelation. And you said that you want God's word to work. No, that's not the way it's going to work. The social or the media Bible has messed us up so much that people don't know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, you know, the way Romans, the way it follows like that. Because you know that when you just go to the thing, Matthew, okay, then you don't know. You don't know. Some believers cannot chronicle from Matthew to Revelation. When I say, open your Bible to Jude, turn your Bible to Jude chapter 5. Can somebody see Jude chapter 5? Eh? Ariel. Jude is one chapter. Some of you don't know. In fact, I might be told, wagon. No, that's not the way God's word is going to work, ladies and gentlemen. We need to change our attitude. That's the way to hold yourself accountable. Look at yourself and say, poor me, I need to change. Look at yourself and say, poor me, my world is not filled with grace. Some of us say, I'm not talking about what you say to people, what you say to yourself, your destiny. Some say, I can never pass this exam. There it goes. The devil obey. You will never pass it. Some will say, that kind of life is meant, it's not meant for us. Ah, I want to bear langbe, and you think be alalu bosa, emag bebe. You know, the rich are also proud. Berenan would emagbe. Ladies and gentlemen, change your attitude towards God's word. Respect it. When you respect the word of God, you will attract the power in the word of God. When you love the word of God, you will attract the power in it. Some of us, we pick and choose the messages. Some of us, we pick and choose the book that we read in the Bible. That's not the way to show respect and to say you love the word. Like some of you, you pick and choose what you want the pastor to say to you. Emi pastor mbawi yen. Pastor Binu. God's word. When God's word rebukes you, show God's word Binu ni. It's just there. That's the essence of God's word. It will rebuke you. It will correct you. It will instruct you. It will build you. But you want instruction. You want the word to build you. But you don't want the word to rebuke you. You don't want the total package. You cannot be a total man if you not take part of the totality of God's word. When God's word chastises you, whether through your pastor, through your mentor, you take it with thanksgiving. Because he loves. When the Lord is quiet in your life, you are done for. When everything you do, everybody looks at that. Emi o fe binu. Ah, I want ya ni yen agbodo se won. Then you are done for. There's nobody that says to you that what you've done is wrong. There's nobody that says to you that you are not accountable, you are rude. That's what God says to us. And that's what your pastor, your mentor will say to you. Somebody that loves God and loves the world, you will take it and you will adjust your way. It's not that you get upset. You know, some people, when you discipline them, they can't face you. You know what they do? You know what they do? Another calamity of this generation. They now go to status. You know that. Oh, some people know what I'm talking about. They now go to status. They will now be talking back. Because they can't face you. You know? They now be talking back. I mean, it don't so yee. I mean, it shows that you are rebellious. You know, no. It's just coincidental. I just saw it. I posted it. It's the way you are thinking. That's why you post it. Rebellious is in your heart. God's word cannot benefit you. God's word cannot benefit you. And you be saying, no, I banned some people from doing status. At least people that I know must listen to me. It's not helping you. And I've seen people's statuses. It's always full of grace. Me, myself, I read some status, I'll be encouraged. But I see some Christian status, I become very sad. Can we lay my Jesus into one post? And say, Mori nani. So, to bari kuna, o get o loku. To bari anuna, o log be sibe. They become reactive. I said, what kind of people are we breeding? What kind of people are coming to church? Respect the word of God if you want to hear from God's word. You must respect God's word. You want God to be a blessing to you. Number two, be accountable to God. Not be accountable to yourself alone. You must be accountable to God this year. I beg you. And be accountable to God is be accountable to a mentor or your pastor. Don't live a life this year of whatever I do. Whatever I can do is what I can do. Those people will not benefit from the word of God. You will not be able to create your world if you live your life that way. Be accountable, I beg you. Let somebody, you hold yourself responsible to your word and then submit yourself to somebody to guide you, to talk to you, to help you grow, to correct you, because sometimes we face challenges. And accountable to ourselves might be a bit difficult. But when you choose to be accountable to somebody, it will help your destiny. Don't live a life of my keys in my pockets. I can go anywhere and come anytime. That's irresponsible. Be accountable. Samuel was under Eli's training. That's the way God puts it. Great people in the Bible were accountable. It was Eli that taught Samuel how to respond to God's word. The mother put Samuel under the prophets. It was him that taught him. Elisha was asking for double power. Elijah said that one, I don't know. You know that in the present day church, some people just walk away and say, Elijah is biraga. I want double portion of your power. Go fekin da bi oni now. But the man said, no. That is not in my domain. That is not in my domain. When you see me, when I'm going, this day Christian, they would have gone to social media and put relevant meme, a proud Elijah. He doesn't want me to be like him. He will get offended. But was just telling him the truth. But because he was humble, he said, okay, all that you want is when I see you go. I say, yeshe wala. I joma so, I joma jini. Koda asho mi, so ma asho ti. Kebiki rita go ni. And say, I'm going to the toilet. toilet. Who knows from toilet you are going? That's the person that needs the power. Now the person as you go. So you want me to become your slave? So you want me to become your errand boy? What key Gehazi was not accounting. Do you know that? As small as that, the prophet said, no, just go. Agazina, koleko bobo yelo. Koleko bobo yelo. And that was of a prophet who fed the toilets and he went to double cross. Some of Christians are like that. Accountability, as simple as it is a tough word for Christians. Be accountable. As simple as come to church. As simple as you must do this. As simple as make church on time. As simple as where are you? As simple as let me know when you come back. It's difficult for some believers. If you are not accountable to man, you can never be accountable to God. Let me read Ezekiel 37. Having said that, and so I want to bear those 2 points in mind as I round up. And I'm not actually reading, you know, the happening here, but I want you to see a principle of building your world from it. The scenario here is a valley full of dead bones, hopelessness, destiny done, life finished. It's a story of end. When you say an end, this is a story of an end. When you say somebody has run into a brick wall, when you say, like we say, I've told us, though it's not true. You say, Olonti Munya. You know what I mean? You are in a fix. You are done for. When the story had been done, that is Ezekiel 37. Hopeless situation. You can't come out of it. This is not fresh dead. This is body that were dead, decayed, and their destiny have been closed. I don't know whether you can identify that with that in your life. You get to situation and they say, let me move to the next chapter. This one, there's nothing that can come out of it. This one, there's no way I can correct it. This is an example of chapter closed. But I want you to see the power of God's word. Mark this statement. I want to say to you, never forget it. When you get back home, you go and process it. Words are more powerful than the deadliest weapons ever made. Words are more powerful than the deadliest weapon ever made and will be made. Do you know that all wars are ended through words? Go back to history. First World War was finished through words. Second World War was finished through words. Russia and Ukraine, it will be finished through words. And meanwhile, they finish themselves. And that's why words are weapons that are better and greater and deadlier and more alive than weapons of war. This is a situation that is done for. But see verse 4. The Bible says, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them. Did you get that? You see, using words will require two things. And I don't want you to forget. Two things. When you want to use the word to build your word, the first thing that it requires is saying what it says that you should say. That's the first thing. I will get back there very soon. The first thing is to say it like it's been said. Did you get that? The first you need when you to build your word is to say it the way he said it. The second thing is obedience. Most of the time, your situation can get you weary enough for you to shut your mouth. Have you been there before? Things are so bad, you don't even want to say anything. Things are so bad, you are weary of saying words. But when you want to correct or build your word, you must say what he has said, and you must be ready to obey what he has said. Again, he said unto me, that was the instruction. Again, he said unto me, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I will come back to this again. Underline it in your Bible. When we say, build your word through words, we are not saying, say your fantasy words. We are not saying, say rhyme. When you fall, you will be falling, and then you fell, and fell. You know, all those, you know, I don't know whether you can give me one. All those reading, they understand? When you account, you be, when you fire, you will refire, you will, you will hire to hire, you know, hire your landlord to hire you to, terrible go, yeah, is your poloni, or law. It says, O ye dry bones, say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. When you want to build an aspect of your life, you say this aspect. For example, you know, they've said to you that your fallopian tube are blocked. They say your ovary, you know, are small. Say to your ovary, he said, hear ye the word of the Lord. See verse 7. So I prophesied. Are you into your Bible? Can you see that? I prophesied as I understand English. I prophesied the way I see it. I prophesied based on my feelings. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded and as I prophesied. As I prophesied. You know, we did not go to mountain. He said, as I prophesied, see what the Bible says, there was a noise. Why? Because I repeated what he asked me to say. He said, as I prophesied, there was a shake. Turn your Bibles against it, verse 9. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy. Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy. Son of man, and say to the wind, words, bringing life to deadness. Words, bringing life to barrenness. He said, say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath. O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Number 10. Did you see again? I prophesied as I was. Those are words. He used the words according to the word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, God made the heart. The heart was void, was without form. But listen, and I want you to know this. Even though the heart was without form, even though the heart was void, but the power of the Lord was around. The Bible says, but the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the darkness. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the barrenness. The Spirit of the Lord, you know, did not depart. The Spirit of the Lord was present. He was waiting. Possibly, there was going to be an instruction. Even in the valley of dry bones, as dry as they were, the Spirit of the Lord was over. In every situation you find yourself, you are never left without a help at every point in time. You are never left without the power of God at every point in time. The problem is, most of us, our angels are sitting, you know, on VIP chairs. Your angels are not engaged. Your angels are never on an errand. You don't speak and engage them. And so they're always sleeping. Rather than engaging them, you know what we do? Brethren, you complain. When the Bible says, God said to him, he said, can these bones live? He said, Baba, now you only know. But some of us, you will give us the chemistry of the deadness. You will give us, you know, the biology of deadness. Some of us, you will talk about what we can make out of the dry bones. And the moment you are saying all those things to God, you know what? You kill the Spirit of God. The Spirit is overing. You send the Spirit away. God's Spirit can never stay where he will not align with the Word of God. And the Bible says, even the world was without void. It said, but the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. God saw that. What is this? What is this that I've made? But he said, this is not in line with what I want to see. And so, in verse 3, he said, let there be light. And the Bible says there was light. He spoke the word. He did not give up on the situation. He did not give up on the status quo. He said, let there be light. And the Bible said there was light. And in verse 3 and in verse 6, he said, let firmament, let it come out of the waters. Waters separated from waters. And the Bible said it was so. In verse 9, he looked at it again. He said, okay, there's light. He said, waters has come out of waters. And in verse 9, he said, let waters gathered and let there be land. And it was so. He was making his word through his words. 1:3, let there be light. 1:6, let there be firmament. 1:9, let water gather and come out of water. And in verse 14, he looked at it again. He said, okay, let firmament, let it come out, you know, of the heavens, and let there be day, and let there be night. And so there was day, and so there was night. In verse 20, he said, okay, now we have waters. What will happen in waters? And he said, okay, waters, bring out creatures. And say, okay, birds be flying in the air. And there was creatures and there was birds. And in verse 31, the Bible says, God looks at everything he's created. And God was happy. You will remain sad if you focus on what you see now and refuse to create your world. He was not happy. Even God that made heaven and earth, he was not happy. And so he engaged the Spirit of the Lord. You have the Spirit on the inside of you who is able to do much more than what we can think on earth through that Spirit, the power that worketh on the inside of you. How well do you engage the Spirit of God? We complain. We get bitter. I don't like the way they speak to me. I don't like the way somebody looks at me. I don't like what is happening to me. I don't like my situation. The only thing that you should do, you haven't done. When you say, I don't like, your angels are not doing nothing. Angels don't listen to complain. Angels listen to instructions. What have you done? Nothing. Complain, nani? Koto koto. Miori miori. All those things. You are not speaking. You are not building nothing. God saw. This was not good. And he started speaking to it. And he started speaking to it. And he started speaking. And at the end of the day, the Bible says, God look. He smiled. He said, I've accomplished. I wish that we'd be like God by the time we reach December 31st, 2025. You look into your life and you are satisfied that you created something for yourself through the words of your mouth. Let's read some chapters of the Bible and I close on this. I want to quickly explain to you the principle. Hebrews chapter 3. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. If you've gone away, say amen. Okay. I want to go look for sin. May it never be you. You know that Paul, the Bible says that when he was preaching, teaching the people the scriptures and all, he said he went into the night. You know that guy? You know Osunlo? Okay, you know, so revelation. People say, sorry, powerful message. Timon Lago, Timon no Jum. Tio CSC, don't first hold me. And you can't solo. You understand? How can you be sleeping? Praise God. When I was in school, you know, I have this friend, Martins. I can never forget him. That time I was the president of Believing Science Student Fellowship. So I brought him into the Emina Momu Mofawara Misherami to go lead Jumilo. You know. May you never be there. When you choose a pastor to lead you alone, they understand that. he called himself a prophet. You know, he calls himself a prophet. So when I give microphone like this, do double wear things that are strange. See, hello, sinoro. But you know, people, when you have people prophesying, don't suffer when prophet, Otigba jomo lowo. You don't understand? It was my problem. No, whenever I preach it to him like this, whenever he's preaching, he said, I'm preaching, you are sleeping. He said, you have the devil. I'm preaching, you are sleeping. You have the devil. King Nibo boy, he saw into real law. He was the one that once said, Timokoko Borila Yemi. He said that a Christian don't need to go to church. I was still a small child, you know, a 19-year-old. Very naive, but Along call me logbon, you know. Benzin, Timba Niroe. Me o ni ogbon ki ma lo, ba don pupit ba ni man. Ma ni ro li le npa fo. Ah, Jesus o le du mari o. Praise God. You know, I was in a church before Stone just started. Reverend Obed. That's Glory Tabernacle. Many years ago, that time I was in UI. So we had this weekend seminar. I will not tell you the man he brought. He taught for 3 days, but I perceived Bra Obed knew that man is so microphone. For the first time, I called an evening service. He said, This evening there's going to be a service. So that evening, So, ladies and gentlemen, so don't sleep, please. Into most of the bay, any way, monsoon, because Baboto soon, yeah, Ojabo. Okay, Ojabo, or but thank God. The man of God who was not giving empty words, and that is should be instructive to Christians. You know that if you are Christian today on your lawn, sorrow, they understand that. That's the power of God. But no, God's war, like I was saying to Rose, is full of love. He did not judge him that he slept. Have you ever seen that kind of love? Egbe wo da tun jide pe o esu ni o fe ko gboro emi na mi o ni join pelu esu o ya mo bo o tun jide o ya a tun mo soro olohun lo ko stop kini yen oribo mo se mo. I was there. So Hebrews chapter 4, hallelujah, chapter 3 verse 1, then I will read verse 4 too, but follow me very quickly. I'm rounding up, don't worry, I'm almost done. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. So, underline the high priest, underline the profession. 4:14 Hebrews Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passing to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. You can see profession repeated. Then the new thing I want you to underline in this place is hold fast. Let's see Hebrews chapter 10 again. So you can quickly know that Hebrews 3:1, Hebrews 4:14, Hebrews 10:23. You see what the Bible says here? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Now, I want you to see profession in that place again, and then on the line without wavering. So you find out that in each of those verses, you've underlined two words, you know, or at least a word and a phrase. And say, let us hold fast. Now, if you see the word profession here, it comes from two words, homo, logos. That's profession. If you look at the original translation, homo means the same. When you see homo, anything that starts with homo is talking about the same. And then logos is the word. So, let's turn homologos into English. It means same word. So, you can now go back to all those three places and replace the word profession with same word. Now, interestingly, some translations you carry, you look at them, the word profession, some Bible put it confession. That confession too is the same word, homo, logos. So therefore, having done destruction to God's word, when I say go back to your word and replace everywhere you see profession and replace it with confession. So profession means same word. Confession means same word. Now, let me blow your mind. The word professor comes from profession. You become a professor in an area that you continue to say the same word. That's why they call somebody professor of gynecology, professor of endocrinology. In other words, he's grown to a level that he specializes in a corner. Specializes in the corner means his same word in the corner. So he's writing books, the same word. He's doing investigation, the same word. He's going to conferences, the same word. For example, my wife will say, I'm going to an international conference in endocrinology. That's a specialization. She will not go to international conference on mental health. I will say, Akilotunwa Debe. So anything she does is in that area. When you have problem with your sugar, when you have problem with your thyroid, when you have problem with anything that has to do with homo, that's where she is. So in other words, she's professing the same word. And she will profess it enough until she become a professor, a specialist in a particular space. So, ladies and gentlemen, therefore, I can say to you that you can be a professor when you continue to say the same word. So, the work of a Christian, because you can substitute the word confession with profession. So therefore, I've not done injury to God's word. When I say the profession of a Christian is confession. And that you can see from the Bible. You look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, I suppose. Let's see it. And this will break all your religion. You know, we see Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, and we see Hebrews chapter 4, verse 4. You all see that in Old Testament, New Testament. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, we are here meet. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 4, I suppose. Hebrews 4:4. For he spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Ladies and gentlemen, what was the work God did? What was the work God did? He was just speaking. Genesis chapter 1, 3. Genesis chapter 1, 6. Genesis chapter 1, 9. Genesis chapter 1, 14. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. And 31. He said, I'm happy with what I've done. And the Bible says he rested. We did not see God carry blocks. You did not see God, you know, carry an armor. He was just speaking. And he rested. The work that he did was the work of confession. When you say God's word enough, you will rest. When you say God's word enough, you will enter into God's rest for your life. The state of our hearts are betrayed by our words. The state of our hearts reveals the level of our faith. I was talking to my son yesterday, and I said, by March, you are going to get a job. He said, I think so. Oh, I say, young man, I've caught you. Because our deal is to believe God. So when he said, I think so, I said, and he listened to me. So I started explaining certain things to him. And he listened, he got it. You can't be believing God and say you think so. No. You can't be believing God and say you think so. When a man believes God, you will align with God's word and every word spoken to you along that line. He rested after I said those words. Number two, I've just explained to you, you know, the same word. Number two, high priest. What high priest does is he offers sacrifice. You know, the Bible says, take it to the high priest of our confession. The high priest, in this case, the high priest carries sacrifices. The high priest intercedes. So listen to this. You need to get this. I know my time is up, but you need to get this. Please, please. Now, a high priest, because he carries sacrifices, your words, when God says a word, so homologi means you repeat the same word God has said. That's why it's from the word homo and logos. You say the same thing. So, in confession, you are not saying your words. You are not saying good words. That are confession are God's words put together. So when you are confessing, you are not saying word that suits your body, that suits your temperature. You are saying words that God has said. And so when you say words that God has said, the high priest of your profession carries that word to God. And so when he carries that word to God, God will honor it. You know why? I told us this week, there's a covenant between God and his word. One thing that you people don't know is that the covenant that you have with God is not directly with you. You don't know that. He does not have a direct covenant with you. You are a beneficiary of the covenant that he has with his son. And so, because God honors his word above his name, when God's words are carried to God, he will honor it. Don't, please, please, my brothers and sisters, get that into your spirit. When God's word are carried to God, they say, I've been saying God's word. Let me tell you what confession does. Confession brings consistency. You eventually become what you say. You eventually become what you say to yourself on a daily basis. So I say to people, it's either you are living on a daily basis or you are dying on a daily basis. So the high priest carries it. Now, listen, I said the high priest is also an intercessor. So what happened is this. When you say those your stupid words, when you say all those killer words, the devil carries it. As the high priest carries, so also the devil carries. But this is the difference. The high priest at the same time is a mediator, an intercessor. So when the devil carries those stupid words, the high priest now becomes an intercessor. You haven't said positive words. He has nothing to carry to God. Or you said positive words, but not God's word. You know, positive words are different from God's word. I reject it in Jesus' name. They are positive words. They are not God's word. Show me where I reject it in Jesus' name. It's in the word. That's not for me. That's for the devil. Matthew chapter 4, when the devil came, I didn't see finance from Jesus. He responded with Deuteronomy chapter 6. Exactly what is in the Bible. Jesus, no, Jesus. Jesus, you are worship of him. Oh, yeah, oh, Katike, Pupa. Oh, I need a mommy. Emi lo soro si emi. Emi o ma Jesus. Awa ma Jesus umbo. Ara yego. Awa ra Jesus umbo. Eroya. Kakwe ba ni woya fun Jesus. Praise God. He used the word to defeat. And so when you speak those words that Jesus as an high priest cannot carry to God, now he turned to your mediator and an advocate. He said, God, please don't honor what the devil is saying against this person. He said, see the blood of the covenant. So that's when he carried the blood of the covenant to kill what the devil is trying to put against you. The Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren. That's why I started from where I started. I said, be responsible for the words of your mouth. He's the accuser of the brethren. The moment you say, he says, against it now. Oh, yeah, against it. I have a lady that told me, he said, the Lord is not good. He said it to me. He said, Pastor, the Lord is not good. I try my best. I'm sorry to say. At the end of this, he said, I don't think I want to be coming to church again. I pulled for a while. I pulled and pulled and pulled. Just last week, out of nowhere, the person chatted me. He said, I know that I've been far from you. I don't know how to make it. And I said to the person, I said, me too, I don't know. And I told him the reason why I lose that she's far away, that we are not aligned. I said, make your decision and face the consequences. That statement too, she thought that I'm going to discipline. Or I thought that I'm going to do something. I'm not going to do something. Every decision, because if you come to church, you'd have heard that I said every decision, there's consequence. Every decision. My heart is heavy for this person. I've tried for years. They said, I know it's not your fault. He said, you know what this person said about this person's life? He said, I'm a lost cause. Of course, in vain. I'm going to get some people close to begin to intercede. Because there's a devil there. There's a devil there. I hate to see when I labor over a life and they turn out like that. You know, but I take solace in the Bible, not Jesus. You understand? I just try my best for people. I love people. And people take advantage of it, actually. A lot of people. I don't allow people to go. But people take advantage of it. So when you say those kind of words, the devil will grab it. But it becomes your intercessor. And say, no, Father. No, Father. Even though this your son has behaved stupidly. This your son has done stupidly. But remember the word. Remember the word. That word must not come to pass. That's the high priest. And then lastly, he talks about without wavering. So listen to me. This way I will round up, give you two or three scriptures. This way I'm rounding up. When the Bible says, hold your profession without wavering, what it's saying is, you have enough that you are contending with that can make you to shake. So, therefore, what God is saying to you is this. Whether you see it yet, whether you don't see it yet, say what God has said and continue to say what God has said. That is confession. You are saying what God has said and you continue to say what God has said. That's hold on to your faith without wavering. You have a lot of things that will make you to waver, ladies and gentlemen. Especially if you are doing your best for God. I have a young lady that said to me years back, he said, Pastor, there's nothing that you ask us to do that I haven't done. And I'm a testimony, actually. All night, she will not miss. Prayer. She's in prayer band, she will not miss. She's everywhere. She's there. Fasting. In fact, at this time, I stopped her from fasting. Because she became so dehydrated and she started having mouth odor. I said, stop fasting. And she said, Pastor, I've done everything. He said, next year I'm going to marry an allergy, and there's nothing you are going to do about it. She became frustrated. That's wavering, isn't it? That's wavering. But God help me. God help me about this one. God help me about the other one too. You understand? But today, she's prospering. She's doing very well. I can tell you that. In fact, she pays her tithe to this church and she's not here. She's not in Ibadan. But her tithe comes here regularly. One day I saw a tithe of 100,000. I said, Kilo Shale, only want one bonus. The following week I saw another tithe of 100,000. Money Kilo Day, only want one bonus. Do you understand that? Only pastor. Ojunti mi o fe so fun yin gan ni owo wa o ni mo ti fe se ilu oyinbo won gba mi mo ni eh alaigboran ni God is prospering her. If you do not waver, you will eat the fruits of your mouth. I'm sorry, church, time is gone, but permit me we read those two verses. I promise you these are the last verses. I just had this burden in my heart as we round up this month. Let your year start. We fasted and prayed for 2 weeks. I've taught us from various angles about words. I'm going to put a stop, and then at that time, probably in the middle of the year, I will revisit it again. I beg you in the name of Jesus. See what the this is my confidence about the fact that the word of God can change your world. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts 20. And see what the Bible says here. Even Paul, after he's done all and he was about to leave. See, only me olese Dubai lo. I've done my best. But say, I know that I can commit you to a person. I can commit you. I'll be away from you. You'll not be able to reach me, but I'm going to leave you. But I want you to see a particular character of the person. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. Do you see that? And to the word of his grace. Now, see the attributes of the word of his grace, which is able to build you. Did you see that? Please underline it or circle it. Make it your memory verse for the week, which is able to build you up. If I'm not there, but if you stay with the war, it will build you up. No matter where you are, it will build you up. And not only that, it will give you an inheritance. The world has an ability to build up, and it's an ability to produce for you an inheritance. Acts chapter 19, verse 20. The Bible says again about an attribute of the word of God. It says, the word grew and prevailed. So, as you begin this work of saying the same thing God has said, it will be growing. It will be growing. It will be growing. So, you might not see it like you said it and there's a change like that. But when you are saying it, it will be growing. It will be growing. Now, cast your mind back to the parable of the sower. He said, he sowed, the seed was coming, and then the weed was coming. And he said, can we go and take away the weed? He said, no, that would be a mistake. So, when you are sowing the word, listen, as you are sowing the word, weed will be growing too. Adversity will be going. As a matter of fact, wherever you have the word of God, there you find adversity. Wherever you find God's word, there you find resistance. And that is why when you are growing the word of God, you must not give up. It's a war of attrition. As you are saying it, the devil is countering it. Matthew chapter 4, you know that. As the devil said, Jesus said, the devil said, Jesus said, the devil said, Jesus said, and what the Bible says, he said he left him for, not forever, for a while. He went to wait for him at Calvary. And so, the Bible says the world will grow. But listen, when you stay with it, it will prevail. So, you are not about your life prevailing. You are about the word of God prevailing in your own life. When God's word prevails in your life, then you become a prevailer. That reminds me, my GCI days, I have a very evangelical group. I call it Prevailers Evangelical Group. I can never forget. Prevailer. So, the word will prevail, you know, when you continue to say the same word. 2 Corinthians, and then we are ready to go. So I will know that I've tried my best, at least for this 1 month. It's left to you. At if ye all, you want me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Now see this. Confession is a spirit. The Bible calls it the spirit of faith. Praise God, it's a spirit. And so you must wear it. And you have that spirit on the inside of you. The Bible says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. See what the Bible says? I believed. So, if your mouth is closed, it's because you have nothing you are believing. If you cannot make confession on a consistent basis, that means that you don't have the spirit of faith. That means there's nothing you are believing. When you are believing God for the fruit of the womb, there's a word in the Bible, not your word. When you are believing God for a change of atmosphere, job, there's a word. When you are believing God for breakthrough in business, there's a word. So, when you believe that word, you will say it. You can never say what you don't believe. And that's why the problem with importunate liars, they believe a lie, and that's why they continue to say it. There's nobody that says what they don't believe. And say, I pass on with the enche, me o me nebe, iron. Ah, wadalanche, even Yoruba people, one in inu, awada lati moto ah mi o mi na ti mo mi nkan yen ah n to mi niyan ni o o fe hold up to it ni o because the Bible says we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written I believed and therefore have I spoken so we also believe and therefore we speak be a believer in the written word and then you will be you know an experiential word in your life so I round up this series and I give you a statement keep on speaking the word of God until you hit the fruit thereby. Can I please rise to our feet? Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on. Keep on saying the same thing. Don't be weary. Don't be tired. Don't be sick. Don't be discouraged. Let it build in you consistency, persistence. Let it bring focus to your life. That is the way you will build your world 2025. That's the way you build your destiny. Anything that anybody wants this year, you can have it. I've said that to Ross. Anything this year, you can then get engaged and get married. If you want to say, we do 3 months counseling or doing big. This year, you can buy a piece of land and then you can build it. We can do housewarming. Or doing it. This year, you can start a farm. You plant, we harvest, or doing it. The beauty of, especially those people that are born in January, I help you there. They have an opportunity to begin again. They are hoping the year. Emi ta bi logos nsin, except Bireko, of Eche, and Steve Bat. Oh, le bi mon lo, le lo yu lo gos go bi ni odun yi. They understand that, except there's a miracle. Lost a recall a duplex, August, December. Eget, abi bra la olu? Enyi gen ni igba, because ni yeti deki onje 21 days, abi yor go 28 days, oh, shukan ti lo. But January offers you an opportunity to begin again, gives you an opportunity to hope. So, even if you are not born in January, but listen to what I'm saying now. It gives you a fresh beginning, a clean slate. To ba joko tinti mo ti ko in lo shukan yi. Tell me ma eporo Olorun ni. Your life will change. Except you are being mediocre. To ba joko ti oshukan, go and get all those messages. Put them together. And listen. Take time to listen. Something will change in your life. At least your language should change. And that's my intention. The moment that your language changes, you will eat of the fruit of the land this year. You will eat of the fruit of the land. I've said to you, I want to be a pastor of a prosperous church. I don't want to be a pastor of church. Ale wo jobo orun na ninu prosperity inu abundance that's the thing I want by the time we are hitting December ati se marriages lo by the time we are hitting December o ye ka ti le se ko mo kan abi meji by the time we are hitting December mo fe mo re awon exotic cars nita e get you know that's what I want that's the kind of church that me I want to pastor they understand that I want by August when I'm doing my bad day I get it. Can you come so I pay for me? Proud dog in Nicola. Tell me, go about here. That's the kind of church. Honestly, that's my desire. That's my desire. You know, we want something. Can you get past my worry? Don't worry. No. Am I nonsense? Yeah, we always do that. By Sunday, can't see. I first expand you by saying, back in can rain your company. Pastor, that's my project for 2025. That's the kind of church. On shell, allow on church me. I get it. And prosperity one so ki wa tun ni aso kosi verse olorun ti o si prosperity nbe kosi verse oro olorun ti o si healing nbe kosi verse oro olorun ti o si deliverance nbe ka te ba laju yin isin teyan wa nu oro le yan ri to ba laju o ri nto olorun so si onu oro yen that's the kind of joy I want us to have chains will be broken Light will shine. Help will come. Prosperity will come. Lifting will come. Where they've turned you back, they will call you. Okay, I don't know whether I saw it in my, I don't dream actually, whether it was printed in my heart. When I said, I just remembered that I had some people that I saw that doors were locked against them. And I remember when I saw it, that those doors were open. The moment I said that, I just remember, like a flash. So, gates will be open for you. Gates will be open for you. You will be remembered. The same place they've said no to you, they will say yes. The same place you've been torn down, they will call you. You know why? Because the Bible says the Lord surrounds the favor as of a shield. Favor will answer to you. Speed will answer to you. Help will answer to you in the name of Jesus. And anyone that is in trouble now, listen to me, the Lord is with you in trouble, and the Lord will deliver you, and the Lord will glorify you in the name of Jesus. It shall be a week like never before. Light will attend to every darkness. Hope will attend to every hopelessness. Courage will come to every weakness. Healing will come unto you, because it's the healing, it's the balm of Gilead. It will heal every wound. He will heal every pain. He will heal every heart in the name of Jesus. And you will not be put to shame. The Bible says that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall not be ashamed. And I declare, as you call upon the name Jesus, you will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. The word walks. The word walks in your mouth. The word walks in your life. And the word liveth in your hearts. We give you glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.